Hi, thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we have a beautiful story to share with you today, written by a woman named Margaret, who is a church news contributor. And she writes about how on December 7th, 1998, that her husband had a stroke. Well, he had a dissected aorta first, and then he had heart surgery. And he was doing okay, and it looked like they were going to be able to get him home from the hospital just in time for Christmas, and then he had this stroke. So, in the chain of events, first he had open heart surgery, then he had pneumonia, then he had a staph infection, and then he had this stroke. So, a lot for this family to handle, and it seemed that time and time again that he could just not recover. He just couldn't get well. Well, about a week before Christmas, when he had the stroke, the bishop of their ward stopped by their house and asked what he could do and what the ward could do to help their family. And Margaret said that they needed to have a day of fasting and a day of prayer for her husband's recovery. His name was Harvey, and for Harvey's recovery. Also right around this time, she got a letter from a woman who was a non-member of the church who wrote her and shared this story with her, because Margaret really believed that the toughest times during this ordeal were at night, because things just seemed so black and so overwhelming and so hopeless. But this non-member from Florida sent her a story and wrote her and told her about how her college physics teacher had once asked her class, "Well, can you see farther during the daytime or at night? What do you think?" And then he went on to explain that the most distant object that we can see during the daytime is the sun, but at night we can see stars that are millions of light years away. And sometimes, when this woman who was writing her, she says, "When things in my world seem to go dark, I think about that." And she wrote about how her son was in a coma, and she found her way to the hospital chapel, and there in the darkness, when she was praying for her son, is when she felt warmth and reassurance and peace and the light of Christ's presence. Now, back to Margaret, she says that after she read that beautiful story, she was comforted and recognized that God's light shone into her heart like a star, and the bright light of Christ helped her endure. And because of all of those things, she believes that Harvey survived. And she decided that they would not have Christmas until he got home. Well, he finally was able to go home on January 23rd, 1999. And a lot of the neighbors and ward members turned on their Christmas lights for him so that he would feel comforted and Christmas joy and spirit, even though he wasn't able to be home for Christmas. And another group even sent Christmas carolers over to their house to sing Christmas carols. And Margaret believes that all this fasting and all this, these prayers from these ward members are what allowed Harvey to live for 4 more years. And she is so grateful for everyone that thought of them, that prayed for them, that fasted for them, and that did something kind for them during this really dark time. Well, we love this story here at Mormon Channel because it encourages us and reminds us to be comforting to others regardless of the time of year. Well, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf said, "This is the spirit of compassion, that we love others as ourselves, seek their happiness, and do unto them as we hope they would do unto us." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.